Imparting helpful information. Daniel sent a copy of this 5-page letter to W.C. White, thinking he would be interested in how he had dealt with the questions put to him.
As soon as it was received at Elmshaven, W.C. and others read it carefully, and White replied.
Your letter to Elder Duce has been read by me, by Mother, and by Brother Chrysler, and it seems to us that you have written to him a very kind and clear answer to his questions. We feel that you have answered him wisely and correctly, and we say Amen to what you have written. WCW to AGD, July 10, 1910. White asked Daniels for permission to duplicate his letter for use in answering some questions and queries that were coming from those who were not in harmony with the instruction given in Volume 9. In point number 3 in the Daniels letter, he, as stated above, had dealt with the work of Mrs. White's secretaries, and in his letter to White he said of this, I am not sure that you will approve of the liberty I have taken in making such a full statement regarding the work done by your secretaries, but I am under the impression that there is a strong undercurrent at work on this point, and it seemed to me that it would be safest and best to state the matter just as it is. I wish you would give particular attention to what I have written under number 3, and give me any suggestion that will be helpful on this point in the future. In fact, I wish you would give me anything that you feel will help me in answering letters of this kind. A.G.D. To WCW, July 4, 1910.
In response to this request, W.C. White responded.
No doubt some persons will misunderstand your statement under number 3, and will question and criticize. I find it is almost impossible to make a statement regarding this matter that is not misunderstood, misrepresented, misstated, and oftentimes criticized and condemned. But it seems to me that you have stated the facts wisely and well, and I shall be glad to use your statement if you are willing. WCW to AGD, July 10, 1910. Thus, in a natural setting, attention was drawn to a point to which little study had been given. There is no question but that the Church had entered upon a period when some basic principles having to do with the productions of an inspired writer were carefully examined, as was done with an interpretation of Ellen White's early writing statement on the Daily of. Another, which we shall observe in the next few chapters, deals with what has been termed the 1911 revision of the Great Controversy. One thing is ever certain, Ellen G. White was intelligently responsible for all materials, published and unpublished, that appeared over her name.